Hello, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our special program tonight, which is titled The Hour of Restoration with Pastor Charles Yuka here at WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston Community Radio Station. Tonight, we are going to be discussing some important information, some important scriptural lessons tonight. Our topic tonight is called The Powers Behind the Scene. The Powers Behind the Scene. Tonight we are going to unveil the mysteries of the powers that are unseen, the entities that are operating on earth, even though we do not see them with our naked eyes, but we see the effects of their existence. We see the works they do. Their powers behind the scene is our topic tonight. And we are going tonight to look into the scriptures. We are going to look into the scriptures. And if you are hearing the sound of my voice tonight, I want you to open the Bible. Open the Bible to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah is an Old Testament prophet. Isaiah chapter number 14, and I'm going to be reading from verse number 12. Isaiah 14, verse number 12. This is the Hour of Restoration with Pastor Charles Yuka. I am the senior pastor of Vineyard of Fruit Ministries, located at number 20 Charlotte Street in Dorchester, Massachusetts. So tonight, I am looking into this special topic tonight, the powers behind the scene. And when I'm reading from the scripture right now, Isaiah 14, verse number 12. Now let's go. Verse number 12 says, "How have you fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn? You have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nations, you said in your heart, 'I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the utmost heights of the Mount Zephon. I will ascend above the tops of the cloud. I will make myself like the Most High.' But you are brought down to the realms of the dead, to the depths of the pit." Father, I thank you tonight for your word, and I pray that as many that will be hearing the sound of my voice tonight, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will open their eyes and give them breakthrough. Tonight, Father, we are going to unveil the powers that are invisible. I pray for their special grace and revelation of thy word, that as many that will hear the word of God tonight, they will be restored, and they will be given a sense of revelation of your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting reality, for I know it is already settled. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Don't forget that this is Vineyard of Fruit Ministries, and this is Pastor Charles Yuka, the prophet with solution, here at WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston's community radio station, and I'm on this program, The Hour of Restoration. Tonight, I'm discussing this title, The Powers Behind the Scene. The Powers Behind the Scene. My dear friends, there are powers that are invisible. There are powers that are invisible, but they can do visible things. Now, tonight, I want us to look into the reason why or the origin of the powers behind the scene. How manage that there are powers that are invisible, but they can do things that are visible. What is the origin of the powers behind the scene? How managed that they came into existence? Why is it that they are operating on Earth? Why is it that they are existing here and doing a lot of havoc and doing so many evil things? Powers behind the scene are impossible for you to see with your naked eyes. Unless God gives you the spiritual eyes or the thought eye like he has given to us, you cannot see the powers behind the scene. Now, why is it that there are powers behind the scene? The whole story began from the scripture. The whole story began from the book of Isaiah as we read tonight. The scripture says that the enemy, Lucifer, began to speak words to himself. And the scripture says that the moment iniquity was found in Lucifer, that was when the problem began. Now, there is something that is called the five I will of the devil. The five I will. The five I will of Lucifer. It was these five I wills of the devil that started these powers behind the scene. Now, the scripture says there were five I wills of the devil, and I'm going to read it again tonight. If you look at the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, as we read, now the scripture says in verse 13 of Isaiah 14. Now look at the five I wills of the devil. Now Lucifer said in verse 13, he said, I will ascend to the heavens. That's number one. Number two, he said, I will raise my throne above the stars of God. That's number two, I will of the devil. Number three, he says, I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly on the uttermost heights of the mount of Zaphon. That is the number three, I will. Number four says, I will ascend above the tops of the cloud. And finally, number five says, I will make myself like the Most High. Now, it is because of this pride, it is because of this arrogance of the devil that made him to begin to speak these words, I will. And the Bible says that when iniquity was found in Lucifer, and therefore he was cast down on earth. Now, before he was cast down on earth, the Bible told us that there was war in heaven. There was war in heaven, as we can read in the book of Revelation chapter 12, from verse 7 to 9. Now, the Bible said there was war in heaven. Now, the reason why there was war in heaven was because of the I will of the devil. The devil wanted to take over from God. He wanted to overthrow God and take over his throne in heaven. So, these five I will of the devil was the only reason that instigated the war in heaven. Now, listen to me, child of God. A lot of theologians have come with the idea that Lucifer fought with God. My dear friends, Lucifer did not fight with God because it is below the dignity of God to fight his creation. So Lucifer did not fight with God. God is too big to fight with Satan. God is too big to fight with his creation. The Bible said, woe to the man who strives with his maker. Now, the scripture says that when the war broke out in heaven, it was between Archangel Michael and the dragon. It was not between Lucifer and God. Please get it clear. God, whom we serve, Elohim, is too big for this. Yahweh is too big to fight Lucifer. God is too big to fight with Lucifer. That is why it was the defense minister of heaven, known as Archangel Michael, who fought with Lucifer. Now, the Bible said that Lucifer and his own angels, the three quarter of the angels in heaven, were with Lucifer, and they fought with Angel Michael. But as a matter of fact, the scripture made it clear that Angel Michael prevailed over Lucifer. And when they prevailed over Lucifer, Lucifer and his angels were sent down from heaven. Now, when they came down from heaven, the Bible says, woe to the earth, because the enemy has been cast down to you. Janusu paruzu paruzinte enazanta yana baruzia. Lagahandi Ambarusi Apauski. Now, when they came down on earth, the scripture said they fell down in different parts. Some of them entered into the water. Some of them entered into the land. Some of them were in the mountain. Some were in the rocks. And so many places, they took control of everywhere they came and entered. So this is the beginning of the powers behind the scene. So Lucifer, who is now Satan, with his demons, with his entities and principalities, their mission is to fight against the will and purpose of God concerning the earth. This is why they came down on earth. So when they came down on earth, they now began to fight against the will of God. They now began to fight against anyone who loves God. When you love God, the devil will fight you. When you are in love with Jesus, you will be fought by the devil. No wonder you see a lot of Christians that are being persecuted. No wonder you see a lot of people, born again people of God, that are being persecuted. No wonder you see yourself, the moment you say yes to Jesus, you begin to feel rejected from family, begin to be rejected from friends. People don't like you anymore. The devil will deploy entities in the form of human beings to attack you and to bring you down. But I have a good news for you. The Bible says if you are being persecuted for the sake of Jesus, that your reward is guaranteed. Powers behind the scene. Powers behind the scene. So when Lucifer came down on earth, when Lucifer came down on earth with his legion of angels. Now, those things are no longer angels. They are now fallen angels, which are demons. So they are now demons because their anointing has been perverted. So they are no longer holy angels of God, but they are now principalities, they are powers. And this is the reason why the scripture says that we fight not against flesh and blood, rather we fight against principalities and powers, rulers in dark places of this world. So these are the powers behind the scene. And now, what are the responsibilities of these powers behind the scene? My dear friends, you got to understand that every demon has an assignment. Every principality has an assignment. Every entity from the pit of hell has an assignment. And the assignment, the primary assignment of every demon, is to make sure that the purpose of God is not accomplished on earth. That the purpose of Elohim, the purpose of Yahweh, the purpose of the I am that I am, God help me, the purpose of the one and true God, the purpose of the creator of the heavens and the earth, they want to make sure that the purpose of God does not come to fulfillment. And these are the powers behind the scene. Now, let me tell you something about the position of Satan in relationship with other demons. Now, Satan, who was Lucifer in heaven, when he came down on earth, his name changed to Lucifer, to Satan. His name changed to the evil one, the liar, and all that. Now, he has relationship with other demons. Now, these demons are his subordinates. These demons are his subjects. These demons are his agents. These demons are those that work for the devil. Now, that is why the devil is called the prince of demons. If you look at the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12, verse number 24, you will see that the devil is called the prince of demons. Beelzebub. No wonder when Jesus was doing miracles, signs, and wonders on earth, the Jews said, no, he must be doing this through the power of Beelzebub, who is the prince of demons. My dear friend, because Satan is the prince of demons, so he delegates these demons on assignments on earth. Because demons cannot operate on earth. That is why they had to use human body to accomplish the plan and purpose of their master. So demons possess people. A lot of people are possessed by demons. Now, when the demon possesses somebody, you begin to do the work of the devil. You begin to do the work of the devil. And what is the work of the devil? to make sure that the plan and purpose of God does not come to pass. That is why demons possess people. Demons use human body. When demons possess a man, the man can begin to kill. That is why you see somebody says that he is a serial killer. He enjoys killing human beings, which is very wrong. He enjoys raping women, which is wrong. He enjoys raping little babies, which is wrong. This is as a result of the powers behind the scene. When you see such people, you blame them. When you see such people, you criticize them. But I want to inform you, there are powers behind the scene that are responsible. There are demons that have taken possession of people. That is why you see somebody being addicted to different things, addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs. It is not they are making, but there are powers that are instigating them. There are powers that are influencing them. There are powers that are doing all these things. These things are called the powers behind the scene. Don't forget that this topic is titled Powers Behind the Scene. And you are hearing the sound of my voice, Pastor Charles Yuka, the senior pastor of Vineyard of Fruit Ministries here in Massachusetts. And you are hearing this program tonight, The Hour of Restoration with Pastor Charles Yuka.
You're listening to WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station.
Praise Jesus. Now, Satan is also called the prince of this world. The prince of this world. When you look at the Gospel of John chapter 12, verse 31, please write it down. John 12, 31, the devil is called the prince of this world. In other words, he is in charge. He is in charge. He tries to bring his ideas. He tries to bring his will for his will to take place on earth. And as a matter of fact, the will of the devil is being implemented on earth because a lot of Christians have refused to oppose the will of the devil. A lot of people have taken the will of the devil, bringing in the will of the devil to be established on earth. But God has sent his men and women of God to stand against the will of Satan. We came to stand against the will of the devil. The will of the devil cannot work in this earth because we are here. We cannot allow it to happen. And you, as a child of God, as a Christian, it is your responsibility to rise up and in prayer to enforce the will of God on earth, enforce the will of Elohim on earth. And when you do this, God is being glorified in the name of Jesus. The devil is also called the prince of the powers of the earth. Now, there are powers in the air. Now, nobody can say that they have seen the air before. The air is invisible, yet we breathe the air. So there are powers that are in the air. These are powers behind the scene. These are powers that are causing trouble on earth. These are powers that are bringing calamity on earth. These are powers that are doing evil on earth. These are powers that are possessing people to do so many things. When you see somebody who is doing things that are awkward, who are doing things that are unimaginable, can you imagine somebody who comes out and the person takes joy in raping 2-year-old baby? Oh, Jesus, help me. A man is taking joy in killing women, taking joy in murdering people, taking joy in raping women. There are powers behind the scene that are causing this. My prayer right now is that anyone under the sound of my voice who is being influenced by the powers behind the scene, that the God whom I serve is about to deliver you. If you want God to bring you out from that mess where you are, I prophesy that you place your hand on your chest and speak a word and receive the word of God, and God is going to set you free in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking to somebody right now. You are in the attitude of doing stuff that you never wanted to do. You see yourself doing the particular thing all the time. You see yourself committing murder. You see yourself raping women. You see yourself doing all sort of evil. But after doing all these things, you regret it. You feel pain. You feel like you shouldn't have done it. My dear friend, there is power that is doing these things. No wonder Paul says, the things I want to do, I don't do it, but the things I don't want to do are the things I'm keep doing. It is not Paul, but the powers behind the scene. I'm speaking to somebody right now. You want to come out from addiction. You want to stop prostituting, but there are powers behind the scene that is pushing you. But if you can agree with me tonight on this radio station and pray as I pray along with you, as I prophesy to you, as I break the chains of the enemy, as I loose you from the shackles of the enemy, you are coming out from this issue right now. You are stepping out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Powers behind the scene. That is our topic tonight. I was preaching, I went to speak to a lady somewhere in this country, and the parents told me that their daughter was in the habit of cutting herself. She takes a knife and began to cut her body. Blood will be coming out until she will keep on cutting her body. Even as I'm speaking this, I am seeing a lady right now that is always cutting her body. May you receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that devil that is speaking to you. Now, I got to this family, and I said to the woman, why are you cutting your body? And she says to me that she hears a voice that tells her, take the knife and cut her body. And nobody sees who owns the voice. So anytime she hears the voice, so she takes the knife and begins to cut her body. So when I prayed for her, I rebuked that demon and cast out that spirit. From that very day, that lady never cut her body again. Now the question is, whose voice was telling her to cut her body? Whose voice was speaking to her? Obviously, nobody could see the person that was speaking, but these are the voices of the powers behind the scene. I am speaking to somebody right now who is contemplating on committing suicide. There are voices that somebody is hearing now telling you to commit suicide, telling you to go and rob, telling you to go and do shoplifting from the store. These are the voices of the powers behind the scene, because when they catch you, when you get caught, you will face the law. And your name will be destroyed. You will not be able to do anything. The devil is in the business of destroying people. That is why he is speaking to you now. But if you can hear the voice of my God telling you never to listen to the voice of the enemy, I prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost, let the voice of the devil be silenced forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Powers behind the scene. These are invisible powers that are tormenting people. These are invisible powers that are causing havoc on earth. These are invisible powers that are doing stuff that we can see physically. You wonder why people come out today and all they do is evil. All they do is evil. It is evil to kill your fellow human being. It is evil to rape women. It is evil to steal. It is evil to shoplift. It is evil to be addicted to alcohol and drugs. It is evil. My dear friends, these are the powers behind the sin. And tonight we are unveiling these powers. These are the powers of the enemy. These are the demons in the earth. These are the principalities in the second heaven. Next week, Sunday, I am going to continue to speak on the powers behind the sin. And if you want to listen, please be on this radio station 7 p.m. on Sunday. 7 to 7:30 every Sunday. You will hear mysteries being unveiled from the throne of grace. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you hear the sound of my voice, that you will be blessed. As you hear this message tonight, let this message bring you breakthrough. Let it bring success in the name that is above all names, which is the name Jesus Christ, through whom all will be saved. My dear friends, maybe you are hearing the sound of my voice and maybe you have not given your life to Jesus. My dear friends, this is the time to give your life to Jesus. I want you to say this prayer with me right now before we finish this program tonight. Just say with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to you. I believe Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. And I know he came to save me. Today, I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I want to say congratulations for saying that prayer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Please remember that this is Pastor Charles Yuka, and this is Vineyard of Fruit Ministries. If you want to be part of our ministry, if you want to hear more about us, 857-269-7688. 857-269-7688 or at www.vineyardoffruits.com. I bless you in the name of the Lord, and I pray that God will bless you as you listen to this message tonight. Remain blessed, and I will speak to you same time next week, Sunday, 7 p.m. And this is Pastor Charles Yuka, the Prophet with Solution, signing out. Remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.